Yo, welcome back to another episode of Fantasy End Zone. I'm your host, as always, Jake. You can follow me on X, Twitter, whatever you call it, at Louis Lewis 5. That's LEWYLEWIS and the number 5. Thanks for tuning in to today's show this week. Coming up shortly, I will be doing Tuesday and Fridays once the league starts, but thanks for tuning in to today. And be sure to follow, like, subscribe, click that little bell notification wherever you get your podcast from. It helps me, it helps the channel, and we grow together. On today's show, I will be covering news and notes happening from around the league with the training camp news coming out as well. And speaking of training camp, I'm going to give you some of my risers right now based on camp reports. So without further ado, let's get fantasy. It's showtime. All right, so right now there has been injuries happening with training camps going on. Some are major, some are minor. People are reporting with holdouts, coming back, you know, getting the bag of money. Most of those players are on defense. I won't say who, Trey Henderson or Hendrickson. Also, people are signing big-time contracts. Right now, Justin Jefferson is dealing with a mild hamstring injury. He will be reevaluated either late in this week or next week. So we'll know more on that. But my guess is right now it's just nursing it. Let's not take it too far. I mean, this is their number one guy on their team. So they're going to play it safe and play it cool. On the other hand, Kenny Pickett injured his hamstring, and it's been reported that he will miss some time. These are very meaningful experiences for him. I mean, you're missing training camp, missing reps, missing, you know, repertoire and connecting with your other fellow wide receivers and having that connection. It's very discouraging. Unfortunately, it's just what it is. I mean, we got probably Joe Flacco that's going to start. Then you got, you know, Dylan Gabriel. You got Shedeur Sanders. Both of them, I mean, you depending on where you look, one saying Shedeur sucks, one saying, hey, he's the best quarterback on the team. It's all based on who you look at. But coming up, preseason games are going to be happening. This will give us a little determination of who's where and what's what. Matthew Stafford also dealing with back injury soreness. Should be hopeful for next week with the Rams. They're expecting him to be back fully. But most again, they need him. They're going to nurse him. And it's just something to look for at later on, depending on how he plays with preseason or further on during the offseason before all of our redrafts start. Unfortunately for Kenny McIntosh, the running back for Seattle, he did tear his ACL and he will miss the whole season. Darnell Mooney injured his shoulder at practice and he is being reported to miss some time. It didn't give me any specific. It just said a few weeks. So I'm guessing probably 2, maybe 3 weeks that he's going to miss some time. It looked like he came down on his shoulder and injured it during practice. I think it said it was one of the last few plays of the game or practice. Now, that was before I pre-recorded. I just got done with working 13 hours. I'm here with you guys. But I'm that's before today's, And now today, Malik Nabers went into the field house with a shoulder injury as well. And I don't know the extent of this, but I'm guessing they're going to pretty much nurse him and be delicate with him because he is their star. He is their guy. And they're not going to have anything let happen to him. It's been reported that he's pretty much unguardable at camp right now, scoring touchdowns, making big-time catches. Him and Russell Wilson are connecting, and we've seen that with Russell and George Pickens early on when they were matched up together. Also, other injuries is Hollywood Brown is also limping with a lower right injury. And this comes as note because he missed pretty much the whole season last year with injury. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with him and what goes on. And just something to watch out for. And lastly, tight end Isaiah Likely. He rolled his ankle, it was reported, in camp, and he's probably going to be expected to miss some time right now. So maybe potentially watch to see what comes of it, if there's any injuries or any update for that. Be sure to follow us here at Player Profile. We got news blurbs coming out every single day, all the time throughout the week. You can check us out on playerprofiler.com. Some other good news. Not good news, I guess. Last week, Joe Mixon was placed on non-football injury list. He was seen wearing a boot throughout the whole spring, and that's just kind of what I feared, why they signed Nick Chubb to also be aggressive and have a strong backfield. And, Joe Mixon was getting the rock left and right last year, and we seen once it came push come to shove late in the season when we needed him the most, he failed us. It's unfortunate, but hopefully he's going to be back and should be okay fairly soon is what they are saying. Baker Mayfield, they're looking to get locked up by the Buccaneers on a long-term contract. They did just give him $30 million in guaranteed money in 2026. After this season, they didn't have any guaranteed money left on his contract, so this is kind of big news. And this gives them hope to lock him up. Maybe an even cheaper deal than what he could get, just because they're kind-hearted, I guess you'd say, giving him a $30 million guaranteed, showing that he is the future of this team, and they want him on that. Breece Hall says he is not expecting to be signing any contracts before the season because he wasn't drafted by the coaching regime, which is true. I think he's still going to get traded at some point this season. I think personally, Breece Hall and Jonathan Taylor are going to get traded this season. One's going to go to the Washington Commanders, and one's probably going to go to the Chicago Bears. Those are the two destinations I really see, and both of these guys would fit either one of them. And why not sign them both to a bigger money contract when you have a rookie deal going on? Makes sense. I just predict Breece Hall and Jonathan Taylor getting traded this season. Terry McLaurin, speaking of Commanders, every week I feel like I'm on here talking about him, and it's continuing. He's sitting on the sideline watching, waiting for contract, situation to go through, and so far it has not been happening. It's been reported that he wants to make somewhat of what DK Metcalf got, $33 million a year. I could see him trying to get that. I think he's going to settle for like $31, $32 million, but who knows? I mean, he has been on this team. He's put them on their back or his back. Now they got a rookie deal going on with the quarterback, Jaden Daniels. So they do have a little bit fluff money because they're not paying him $50 million like they will have to eventually. And speaking of Jaden Daniels, he started a chant saying, pay Terry while on SportsCenter. He was turning around to the crowd, pay Terry, pay Terry. And this just shows you how much he wants Terry to be back on the team, practicing, getting that connection built up once again. And he's, you know, reaching out for his guys. And that's what a good leader does. And I see very good leadership with Jaden Daniels going forward. The Dolphins are hosting free agent Noah Fant. So if you picked up Darren Waller, this could be a big hit to it if Noah Fant does sign there, because I feel like he's going to be a blocker, but also he's going to be somewhat used in the passing game. Now, also talking about injuries released is Treylon Burks fractured his collarbone earlier this week. And then if that can't get bad enough, he gets released and waived by the Tennessee Titans. So long to Treylon Burks. He probably won't be in the NFL. If anything, he's going to go to the UFL and maybe he signs a contract, because at this point he hasn't done nothing in his three-year career. And he was, if you don't know who he was, he's a big reason why Titans traded away A.J. Brown, and they thought they had another A.J. Brown, and failure. Anyways, also Steelers released Cordell Patterson, and he got he notified everyone on Twitter saying that he got released on his day off. Love it. Continuing on, though, Cowboys signed Jake Ferguson to a four-year, $52 million extension. Huge news. He is going to be there for years to come, and this offense just keeps ascending besides the running back core. Cortland Sutton signs a four-year, $92 million extension, and they lock him up for a long term. Him and Bo Nix are going to be together for at least the next 4 years. And Chargers lock up one of their tackles, Rashawn Slater, to 4 years, $114 million, 92 guaranteed. I know this isn't a fantasy skilled position player, but this is huge news for everyone on the offense side of the ball. Like, he's getting paid the top tackle in the league per year. This is protecting Justin Fields' blind side. Actually, I think he's right tackle. But anyways, he's a great run blocker, and this makes big news for Omarion Hampton, Justin Herbert, Najee Harris whenever he comes back from his eye injury. It's just a huge deal. And speaking of more, you got Colts signing Burrell Raymond for 4 years, $100 million extension. And then that's good news for Jonathan Taylor until he gets traded, as I predict. Then you look at injuries to the offensive line and Cowboys. Yikes. I mean, I just said the wide receiving core and everything's, you know, progressing, and except for running backs. This also does not help the running backs. Starting guard, he's practicing with the ones, Rob Jones, broke a bone in his neck and is expected to miss 2 to 3 months with a broken neck bone. That's huge news. And their left tackle, Tyler Guyton, injured his knee, but it shows that his ACL is still intact, but did suffer a bone fracture and will miss only 4 to 6 weeks compared to what could have been season-ending injury, and there goes your left tackle. Right now, they just lose two starting players on the offensive line. And again, they're probably going to have to do some kind of makeshift situation like they did last year. That's it for news and notes. This is going to be kind of training camp news I've been listening to and hearing. Cam Scabu impressing Giants with his pass catching abilities. I mean, he displayed it at Arizona State last season. You've seen it in the playoff game against Texas. He put that whole team on his back and for sure earned the respect. Speaking of the Giants, the Jackson Dart hype train is starting up their engine, and it's going to be continuing throughout the whole season. I listened to Podfather on Mine and Mansion the other day. He was talking with his guest, Pat Doherty from Roto World. And the question came up, what is your thoughts on how many games each quarterback plays? And I personally believe Russell Wilson is going to be out of the obvious starter. He's going to be the one out of the gate unless injury happens. But I feel like he's going to start for them 9 games. I'm going to predict 9 games when the team is 1-8 on the season. They're going to just, you know, throw it to Jameis Winston, watch him for the next 4 games when they go 2-2 during that time. But after their bye week, they're going to start Jackson Dart for 3 games because then they're going to realize he is the quarterback of their future and bench him the final game and give that to Tommy DeVito so they could still have that high draft capital and draft pick. So that's my thinking. Wilson 9, Winston 4, Dart 3, and Tommy DeVito 1. Other news, the hype again with Jalen Hurts, it's picking up. Since the Super Bowl, he's in practice been 86 for 93. It's a little news, but since the Super Bowl, he's been on fire at completing passes in practice. I guess that's a huge thing. If you do kickers in your fantasy league, remember Justin Tucker is no longer a Baltimore Raven, but have no fear, rookie Tyler Loop is here. He went 10 for 10 the other day in practice with a 63-yard field goal as well. Other news at camps, Travis Hunter played 36 snaps on offense and 47 snaps on defense so far through 4 minicamp practices. So this is kind of big news. Who's to say how long this is going to happen? But that's just kind of big news right now. Others is, I might be talking about him later on, is Emeka Buka had the most receptions and targets than any other wide receiver and the Buccaneers. Joshua Palmer also the most snaps out of any wide receiver on the Buffalo Bills offense in camp so far this year. But that's just news and notes. Let's hear a word from the Podfather because I'm going to get into the, you know, what I feel like I should do and who I'm moving up in my rankings based on the reports coming out of camp. But let's hear from Podfather about Fast Draft.
You asked, we delivered a full best ball tournament on Fast Draft, but we do it the Fast Draft way, and it's called the Rabbit. Because of course it is. 20-second time clock, 15 rounds. These drafts, they take 20 minutes. That's it. So you get a lot of new people coming in and playing, get a lot of best ball bros playing, exploitable ADPs, no rake. It is the best EV in all of fantasy. You should just go to fastdraft.app, use code FAST. You get a $50 deposit match. These things are a blast, and it's the best use of your funds in all of fantasy.
Yeah, go ahead and join the rabbit with me. After I get off of here, I am going to enter in the league or into a draft. Be sure to join me. Also, you could use my promo code, Lewis, if you don't have Fast Draft yet, and I'll give you a dollar-for-dollar match up to $50 on your first deposit with the code Lewis. That's L-E-W-I-S. Also, let's bring up the risers, and then I'll get out of here and catch you next week. Yes, I know the background. You got paint cans and everything else. The wife and I just moved in. It's been hectic. I finally got internet yesterday, but we're moving along. We're getting everything ready. Soon enough, the background will be sports themes. Don't bother with the blank blah walls and the podcast mics and everything else. I should just focus on football right now. And my top riser is Travion Henderson. And how can I not? For me, I love that Josh McDaniels is back as the OC for the New England Patriots. Any report I see or hear from, Twitter, everything, is Henderson is unguardable in the running or in the passing game. We know he's a home run kind of player. We've seen it. You've seen it on college football playoffs where he took that 75-yard pass for a touchdown right before halftime. But having Josh McDaniels, and he even quoted him, or I'll even quote him, that he loves to get playmakers out into space. I feel like that's one of my strengths in my game, getting out and into space on those one-on-one matchups. And that's exactly what he's going to be doing. And it's going to be dominating. And there's also another member of the Patriots staff said, he's always open in the receiving game, and he is a better A-chan. I mean, that's huge, huge news, huge. I mean, we go back also to 2018. Who did Josh McDaniels have as his running back? James White, who should have got the MVP in the Super Bowl, but that's just me, whatever. But he finished the 2018 season as RB6. He followed that up with RB18 in 2019. Henderson is going to smash his ADP, in my opinion. Looking up at Player Profiler, he is currently 603 and RB21 off the board. Give me that all day in the sixth round. And I'm going to say by the time we redraft, he's going to be moving up a full round. He's going to be in the fifth round easily. My wide receiver moving up and riser is again Emeka Ibuka coming out. We already know that Chris Godwin's going to be brought back slowly. This is one of the reports why they drafted Emeka Ibuka, that they are going to draft him to move along slowly and have great options with him as a leader. Right now, he is currently the top targeted wide receiver in Bucks camp. Yes, that's with Godwin out. I understand. But what happens when Mike Evans does miss his 3, 4, 5 games due to his hamstring injury? We see it year in, year out. Emeka Ibuka, I am raising up in my draft boards, and you should too. At tight end, Kyle Pitts. Ugh, it sucked saying, but yes, I'm saying that right. Kyle Pitts, just maybe it's me. It's time to be watching and studying and seeing that him and Michael Penix are hooking up. And it's fun to watch. It's fun. And Penix even came out, after they're showing that touchdowns and passing, that you're going to see a lot more of this happening this season. And I'm all here for it. Because you could get Kyle Pitts right now on Player Profiler. Let's just look it up. Where he is going currently. Let's see. I want to say it's one of the last few rounds. His ADP is 1306. Yes, 1306. That is a smash if you bypass tight end. And this year, I am definitely bypassing a lot of tight ends, unless if I could get McBride potentially in the third round, or if I have, you know, Brock Bowers on my team. Those are the only two I'm going after. I would potentially consider George Kittle, but as of right now, I'm kind of in on Kyle Pitts. Yeah, that's bad to say. So those are some of the risers. Also, Chase Brown, I mean, he's getting so much hype from his offense coordinator saying he's going to be a huge part of the game, and they didn't really bring in much else besides Tajay Brooks, and I still think that it's not going to matter too much, and I'm going to say that he's going to probably beat out his ADP again. I think he's going as RB12 right now, Chase Brown. I think if he's going to be the lone back, he's going to be an RB1. I can see it. I just have a hard time drafting him in the third round is where he's going. But being that he came on strong toward the end of last season, it's going to happen. But that's all I have for risers right now. I want to say Dak Prescott is one of my risers maybe. I just love that his whole offense, besides his offensive line, is clicking. I mean, you just locked up Jake Ferguson for 4 more years. You got one of the best wide receivers in CeeDee Lamb on your team. Then you pair it up with a home run threat, deep ball guy, George Pickens. I love, love, love. I don't love that Javonte Williams is probably going to be your starter, but he was the 5th most targeted running back last season. So it's so hard to say. But anyways, I'm going to get out of here. And that is a wrap of today's episode of Fantasy End Zone. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to follow, like, subscribe. I'm coming out with more content. And next week, follow us, because I might be having a guest appearance. You never know, so tune in. Also, follow me on X, Twitter, whatever you call it, at LouisLewis5. That's LEWYLEWIS and the number 5. Also, be sure to follow and download Fast Draft and use promo code Lewis, LEWIS, for a dollar-for-dollar match up to $50 on your first deposit. That is promo code Lewis. And with that, you guys have a good week, and I'll see you fantasy heads next week. Peace.